MLB has put together a little bit of a like a research committee. For the
oh, really? Okay.
That was a really good question. So,
maybe share it.
Those are life stories. I think so. I appreciate you asking that question. I mean, I called up Manfred myself after you asked me the question. I said, "Hey, we got to get on this, all right?" And he listened to me. 2 days later, it's there.
That's why we call him the flu wizard.
Mm-hmm. One second.
Let's see. I bet I know who's pitching today. That's why you're here.
How'd you like the hockey game?
Trying to get ahead of it.
Good game. It's a good game. I was in a tough spot. A real tough spot.
Because your wife threw me from Buffalo. Yeah.
I mean, right. So no matter who scored a goal, I sat down. And if I stand up, if the Sabres score, Tocchet turns around and goes like, this idiot. If I stand up when Arizona scores, I go home and my wife won't talk to me for 4 days. So
it must have been fun for the 5 straight Arizona goals. Huh?
Not for her. Not for her. And the Buffalonians that I was around, not for them either.
Who's bad side were you more trying to stay away from, Tocchet or your wife's?
Of my wife's, 100%.
You have to live with Tocchet.
Yeah, right?
Hey.
All right. What do you guys got? Anything exciting?
What are you kind of hoping to see out of
Baum
second time around?
A little bit of the same what we saw the first time. He came out and pitched very efficiently. He was trying to, you know, obviously follow a game plan, hit his spots. The fastball velocity was a little bit more than I had expected at this point in time, and that told me that he did some work in preparation for spring training and then through the early parts of the spring. So just to keep adding on, not necessarily velocity-wise, but just keep adding on those pitches and the innings, the up-downs, and getting through it all so he's ready to go. But it's always fun to watch him go to work. There's definitely a plan for what he's doing pitch by pitch.
How do you want him to help the rest of your staff?
Yeah, I think just by being that example when he takes the mound, he gets out there and has this incredible work ethic and drive and process that he follows. So I think guys are going to naturally watch that. And then he just has this presence when he walks into the clubhouse, and he's always open to conversation and willing to help in any area that he can. I know it seems that he's taken a couple guys under his wing, young pitchers under his wing. I see them spending a lot of time together. So I think just passing along messages and that same work ethic will help everybody around him be just a little bit better. And I know that's not what he's here for. That is not what he's here for. He's here to pitch and win baseball games, but he's taking on that extra responsibility.
How does that compare to Greinke's presence?
Very similar when it comes to work ethic and caring. Zach was very quiet, I think maybe a little bit shy. And it took a little time to probably feel comfortable enough to talk to guys. But once he got talking to you about pitching, it was on a totally different level. He was on a different planet when it came to those concepts. I think Madison is a little bit more open and a little bit more comfortable talking to his teammates. And it's still the same type of conversation. It's pretty intense it's pretty detailed about what they're talking about.
Who are some of the guys you've seen him kind of take under his?
I see him spend a lot of time with Zach Gallen. So that's just my eyes. I might be totally wrong, but I see him spend a lot of time together.
Personality-wise, is he like one who's going to walk up and offer advice, or is it more they go to him and he's an open book type?
I think it's probably a combination of both sides. I think if he sees something that will help, he'll immediately make a suggestion. If you come to him, he's going to offer some great insights. What I've learned over the course of time is that his recall and his ability to pay attention to certain things that have happened over the past 3 years that we've been competing against him is very unique. He's brought up several situations that have happened against the Arizona Diamondbacks while he was with the Giants that I can't even remember. And he pulls up the details, the smallest details. That's what really good athletes do. They're able to go into that zone, and he's very comfortable operating in that zone.
How encouraged are you by this rotation? I mean, you turned over 4/5 of it in
a year.
Mm-hmm. But it's pretty solid. Five or six.
Yeah, we feel like we have tremendous depth, and we budget to go 8 or 9 deep. We know baseball season is very long and challenging for the obvious reasons, but we feel very comfortable about our guys, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions. We know that because we are very deep, but they're all here competing and doing what they can to make that decision as easy as possible on us. But I mean, our front office does that all the time. They're pretty amazing when it comes to the turnover and being creative. We know where our challenges are, or they know where their challenges are. But they always send a great product on the baseball field. So obviously, 26 guys will be going to Chase, and it'll be the best 26.
How's Luke Weaver? How's he bouncing back from that injury last year?
He's doing good. You know, I was asked a question yesterday about where he's at in his process and if I have a level of concern, and I don't. I have zero concern about where he's at with his injury. He feels good. He's doing everything that we've asked him to do, and he's just, you know, he's assured us that he's ready to go and keep that pitch count climbing, so he's ready for opening day. Yesterday, I know he probably looked like it was a little suspicious because we clipped him at 38 pitches, but he had a 31-pitch first inning. And given what he's been going through, we thought it was a heavy workload on the front that we were going to shorten it on the backside. We wanted to see him pitch into the third inning and get as close to 45 pitches as possible, but we made a decision to cut that short because of that early workload.
A lot of fans are curious about the role of the manager vis-a-vis the front office and baseball operations when it comes to roster decisions,
mm-hmm.
especially as it, you know, comes down to cut time and
mm-hmm.
figuring all that out.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shed a little more light on the process for mm-hmm. for you and how you interact with baseball operations group?
Yeah, I mean, it's no mystery. I have a very close bond with that baseball operations team, as do the rest of the staff members. My conversations might be a little bit more frequent than anybody else, but the baseball ops staff chooses the team. I give a lot of input about what direction I want it to go, and if it's a 50-50 ball, I'm sure that they weigh my opinion as they do the rest of the other coaches. But I feel like it's my job to manage the 26 players that are on the team once it's determined. But the baseball operations staff is making some really good decisions on who those 26 will be each and every day.
What's your sense in what do you see from Jake Lamb in terms mm-hmm. of putting the last couple of years behind him and
yeah.
the player he was?
Yeah, probably at different stages. It's been developing through different stages. He has obviously been injured and dealt with the frustration of being injured, rehab, worked through that frustration. And I think now he's just trying to put things back into that automatic groove or that automatic mindset, knowing that he's got all the ingredients in front of him. It's just, you know, a matter of pulling him out piece by piece the right way and laying him on the table to watch it put itself together. But I see that there's a tremendous work ethic. He seems like he's very comfortable in the interactions that I've had with him. He's been working hard defensively. I just feel like as he's putting that puzzle together in front of him, I want him to pull it out the right way, and he's doing that piece by piece right now. And it might take a little bit of time through the spring, but the bat speed's there, the carry's there in batting practice. I'm hoping those results come sooner than later, but I know that he's working on it day by day.
How hard will that puzzle be for you to put together if
yeah.
getting him enough ABs?
Yeah, it can be a little bit challenging. Those are things that I'm walking through right now to try and figure out what would happen, how things would happen, given the projection of the roster. So he'll play. He's going to play. How much right now hasn't been determined. But like I said, probably about 2 months ago, we need Jake Lamb to go to where we got to get to. He knows that. He's embraced that. He's accepting of that challenge. I've had that conversation with him. So we're all behind him as he's getting himself back to where he was a couple of years ago.
Is there any, this is a little bit random, but I have to ask, but is there anything with this virus going around that you've told your team or any precautions that you're taking as a team with this
as far as
going around, like
the coronavirus?
Yeah. Maybe not.
No, I haven't. But I actually addressed this a couple days ago because I was asked, has Major League Baseball or our organization done anything? At this point, we haven't. But I know that Commissioner Manfred put a task force together to get ahead of this to see what's going on. We take a lot of precaution here inside of the clubhouse, where at times it can be a petri dish because we're around the guys all the time, and you know there's certain guys that are sick, and you just make sure that you do your job to take care of yourself. But people have lost their lives over this, and this is terrible. It's a terrible situation that we're walking through right now. Is that as we're trying to get our arms around it. So I know that we're encouraging our guys to always wash our hands and be as clean as possible, but just to be mindful of what's going on right now, because this is a real situation.
Has it come up, any of the international travel? I mean, you guys are on the road August 18th and 19th in Mexico.
April.
I mean, April.
Yeah, yeah. It hasn't come up yet. It has not come up yet. But I can assure you that if there's a travel ban, that we'll adhere to that. I don't think it's gonna get to that point. Right, we'd have to.
Right.
I'm looking forward to going down there and playing in those games, but we haven't got that far. I just hope that we you know, obviously the country gets its hands around how to take care of this.
You got a couple of new guys in the outfield, a couple of veterans. You can be veterans. Does it take some time, I guess, sometimes to get that group to gel together, even though you have a couple of guys who've been around?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I'm trying to piece together the combination of guys and keep guys together so they get to know voices and spacing, and it can be a little bit of a challenge. I totally agree with that. But as we start to play on through the course of the spring training, these guys will start to play together a lot. And right now, I know that they are getting their feet under them. They're just trying to get their own baseball coordinates together. But I think it's real important that at some point that we start to get a little continuity, defensive continuity. I believe in that. We play a very good defense, and I want to make sure these guys are very comfortable around one another.
Beer in the lineup is definitely a social media talker. What do you think about him this spring?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of hittability there. He can put the barrel on the ball, and he's very comfortable and confident when he's at the plate. So just excited to have him. He was targeted as a part of that trade, and now that we've gotten a chance to watch him a little bit, I've been very impressed. But I want to continue to give him the opportunity so I can evaluate him and make sure that you know, once we need to make decisions on him, I've seen enough of him to be as fair as possible. But he loves to hit, and he's going to hit for a long time in this league.
All name team? You see,
yeah, for sure. 100%. 100% all name team. I hear beer nuts a lot from the crowd and the dugout, so that might be the nickname.
That's the nickname?
Yeah, that's the one I hear probably. You know, more than any other, I hear beer nuts a lot.
I know you can speculate when or if there might ever be a DH in the NL, but since you've managed in both leagues, do you have a preference?
I get in trouble for this, but I love the strategy of the National League. It is a totally different blend of baseball, and you have to make some really critical decisions at odd times because of the pitcher's spot coming up in the order. And you got to stay ahead of the game a little bit, and it's a chess game. It's an intense chess game, starting in the second or third inning. In the American League, it might be a little bit more relaxed because of the designated hitter, but I'll leave it at that. I support what Major League Baseball wants to do. I know they're trying to get ahead of different things, but I enjoy it. Love the strategy of the pitcher hitting.
Thanks, Tor.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, thanks. Be awesome.
Yeah.